Good morning, and thank you for worshiping at West this Sunday morning, or if you're worshiping throughout the week, we extend a very special and warm welcome to you. Today and this week is a little different than what we normally do. You see, normally on Sunday morning, we gather at Lake Norman High School, and either you worship digitally with us while I'm preaching there, but this morning is a little different. This is a pre-recorded message, because by the time you watch this, we will be going, or will have gone, to the Amstar Theater in downtown Mooresville to watch Cars 3. It's a tradition at West, one of the few traditions that we actually have, and we do it every summer to kick off the summer. And it may seem like sacrilegious or a little heretical to call movies worship, but we do believe, just like St. Francis taught us, that we can encounter God in all situations and that we can use that to experience the divine. So this summer, we're going to do just that. We're going to take the Cars movies, we're going to look at NASCAR, we're going to look at the flags that occur throughout a NASCAR race and see what we can learn from those, because we do believe that God is in all things and with us in all things, and that there are some life lessons that also we can learn from those things so that we can experience the presence of the divine. And I do believe that NASCAR and life being viewed as a race, can teach us a whole lot. Just like it was exhibited in the first Cars movie, there was this car named Lightning McQueen, and he was this really fast hot rod car, and he was famous. He was in the last qualifying, the highest qualifying points for the Piston Cup, and he was so close to winning. And it was the last race of the season, and there were two other people that were tied with him, so it all came down to this one last race. And then, believe it or not, the race ended in an absolute three-way tie. But this Lightning McQueen, he had a little bit of an issue. You see, he was very self-focused, and he knew that he was talented, he knew that he was gifted, and he was a hotshot. And so he decided, as he went throughout his career, that he did not need anyone or anything else's help in order to be so successful. And so then they end up going to this tie-breaking race, and as Lightning McQueen and his truck travel across the country to get to California, he encounters problems, and it sets him back. And so the whole movie is the plot of this transformation of this car from going from this self-absorbed, very egocentric car to then learning that there are some bigger lessons in life that we need to learn. I want you to take a look at this, one of the last scenes in the movie. It shows us what this lesson is that Lightning McQueen actually learned. And then we're going to talk about it for just one more second. So take a look at this clip.
This is it, kiddo.
We got four turns left, one at a time. Drive it in deep and hope it sticks. Go!
Inside. Chick and the King are loose.
I think McQueen is out of the race. McQueen saved me.
He's back on the track.
Float like a Cadillac, sting like a beaver.
Piston Cup!
Come on! You've got it, Stickers!
I am not coming in behind you again, old man!
Doc?
What are you doing, kid?
I think the King should finish his last race.
You just gave up the Piston Cup. You know that?
Ah, this grumpy old race car I know once told me something.
It's just an empty cup.
Daryl, is pushing on the last lap legal?
Hey, man, he's not really pushing him. He's just giving him a little bump draft.
Hey, what?
What's going on?
That's what I call racing right there.
One of the things that Lightning learned throughout his time before he got to California, when he was meeting these people that he really thought were beneath him, was that, you know, we're not stronger alone. We're actually stronger together when we surround ourselves with one another, and actually we surround ourselves with friends. Jesus taught us that there's nothing more precious in our lives than love, and also the love of a friend. And he told his disciples right before he went to be with God, at one with God, he told them that he now called them friends. So this lesson that Lightning McQueen learned about friendship brought him humility, because he learned that he actually couldn't do it all by himself, that he did need other people and other things to help him be successful. So he ultimately goes to this final race, and we can see that he has had this transformation in his life, because instead of winning, which he could have done, he decided that taking care of someone else was more important than himself. You know, that was one of the whole lessons that Jesus taught, that we be more intentional about caring for others than worrying about taking care of our own needs. He told us not to worry, that God would take care of us. And so then he taught us what absolute sacrifice and selflessness meant, that he took that all the way to the cross. And he showed us that in order to really be at one with God and to really be in love with God, we have to not be so worried about ourselves and our own suffering, but instead know that God is in all things, God is with us in all things, and God will carry us through all things. One of the definitions of suffering is absence of being in control. So like if we are suffering over something or in something, what it really means is that we're not able to control that something. So we find ourselves experiencing anxiety and pain. And that's something that Jesus taught us that, you know, we can let go of. He suffered absolutely when he was hanging on the cross. But even in those moments, he chose not to be self-focused on those things, and he instead worried about the other people that were around him. In that instance and in that crucifixion, we can see a true glimpse of what life really is. And we can see that also through a whole NASCAR race. Some of the lessons that we'll learn from the flags that we talk about are, you know, how to stop when we are the problem. There's a black flag that'll fly in NASCAR when a car is an issue or a driver is an issue, and they have to stop and get out of the race. There are other things that we'll learn about how not to give up and how to rely on the presence of God in our lives so that we can indeed be strong and achieve those things that we want to do. So I hope that you'll continue worshiping with us throughout the summer, throughout the weeks ahead. I believe it will be a powerful summer as we explore how God is in and through and with us in all things, and how those things tie into NASCAR and NASCAR races. Thanks for joining us this morning. Have a great week.